The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
You may have seen on Netflix the documentary Saving Banksy. You may want to watch it after this if you haven't. We're joined by its executive producer, Brian Gryoff. Good evening to you, Brian. Thank you very much for joining us. Tell us, who's Banksy?
No one really knows. He's the world's most infamous street artist. We know he's from the UK, travels the world doing illegal paintings that are a worldwide sensation.
And he paints them where?
He's painted all over the world. He's painted in Palestine. He painted in New Orleans after the hurricane there. He's painted in LA, San Francisco, Detroit, all over the UK, France. He's painted all over the world.
But if he doesn't identify himself, how do we know that all of these paintings are by the one person? Could there not be lots of Banksy impersonators?
There are Banksy imitators out there, but Banksy has an organization. The actual organization is called Pest Control, and there's an official Banksy website. And anything that Banksy does in public, all of his illegal public paintings, are authenticated on his website. So if the image shows up on Banksy's website and is authenticated through Pest Control, then you know it's a real Banksy.
Okay, and how often does he manage to get these? How long does it take him to do one of these paintings without actually being detected and stopped by local authorities?
Well, it doesn't take him very long to do a painting. Most of the time involved in doing a Banksy painting is selecting the location, setting up diversions so he doesn't get caught. He has a team of people that help him coordinate diversions. So when he does a painting, he's not seen and he's not detected. Once he gets up and he actually starts painting, the actual paintings only take a few minutes because he's a stencil artist. He cuts stencils in his studio and takes those on site. So all he has to do is put the stencils on the wall, spray paint, and the painting's basically done. Most of his paintings take anywhere from a couple of minutes to maybe 15, 20 minutes to do, and they're complete.
You mentioned Pest Control. Is that because a rat is almost like his signature painting?
Yeah, that's exactly where Pest Control came from. He's known for his rats. You know, Andy Warhol was known for his Chairman Mao's and his Marilyn Monroe's, and Banksy's known for the rat.
How good do you reckon those paintings are?
Oh, I think his paintings are phenomenal. You know, some people judge art by the length of time that it takes to do them or the detail or how photorealistic the paintings are. But what makes Banksy's paintings so good is the reaction that the public has to them. You know, I refer to him as a modern day political cartoonist. There's a message behind every painting that he does, and the locations where he does his paintings are selected for specific reasons that have to do with the message. And the reaction from the public to what he does and the message behind his paintings is phenomenal.
But how many of his paintings still exist on the walls where they were actually first painted? And how many have been destroyed by local authorities?
You know, I don't know. I don't have the official number of the paintings that are still out there in their original locations. But the vast majority have either been painted over because, you know, city officials demand that they be painted over. They see them as graffiti, or the new phenomenon, the phenomenon that has, you know, started to happen since about 2010 is art dealers removing the paintings from the wall and then selling them to private collectors. I can tell you from the 8 paintings that he did in 2010 in San Francisco that only one of them exists to this day untouched.
You have one of them though, don't you?
I do. I took one of the paintings down. The building owner was going to paint over it. She'd received a letter from the city telling her that she had to remove the painting immediately or she'd be fined. And I reached out to her. When Banksy came to San Francisco, he would do one painting each night and they would disappear within a day or two. And so I decided I was going to try and save one. And when I reached out to this building owner, she had literally just sent the manager of the building out to get paint to paint over the rat.
Okay, how do you manage to save something that's been painted onto a wall?
It wasn't easy. One of the things that's interesting about Banksy's paintings is because people started removing them and selling them, he usually will paint only on concrete or brick, something that's very difficult to remove. The painting that I was able to preserve was on wood. It was on the side of an old building in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco. And so it was actually on wood siding. And what I had to do was I found a company that specialized in the restoration of historic buildings. And they came in and it took a week to remove the painting. But because of their expertise in renovating historic buildings, they were able to come up with a plan where we went up and removed each board individually from the side of the building and then replaced the boards and returned the wall to its original state.
And kept the painting in its state.
Yes.
Now, what did you do with it then?
Well, you know, I didn't want to sell it. I have a lot of friends that are street artists, and I'm fortunate to be friends with some artists that actually work with Banksy, and, you know, was aware of and sensitive to the idea of removing art that was done for the public, for profit or for sale. So my original goal was to remove the painting and donate it to a museum where it would be preserved and protected for the public for generations. But unfortunately, none of the museums wanted the painting.
Why not?
Well, the stated reason was they needed something that's called an in-context letter from the artist. So with most museums, if the artist is still alive, they want a signed document from the artist that states first that it's their work, and second, that it's representative of their body of work and representative of what they would like their body of work to be known as in a museum setting.
And obviously, with Banksy maintaining his anonymity and only authorizing or identifying things on his website, you can't provide a museum with that authenticity.
Yeah, Banksy, there are two reasons why he won't sign those. You know, the first is a legal reason, because what he does illegally. If he wants to protect his anonymity, if he signs a document saying, yes, I did that painting and I did that painting illegally, there is some legal threat that could challenge his anonymity. The second is, any authentication of these public pieces makes them even more valuable. And so the money that's offered from private collectors goes up exponentially. And he doesn't receive a penny from those sales. So he doesn't want to sign something like that, which, you know, could lead to the, you know, sale of his work.
So, Brian, to finish, you've got a very valuable piece of art on your hands. Have you been offered lots of money for it?
Yeah, the last offer I had for the painting was for $1.7 million.
And you won't take it?
No. And the reasons for not taking it are in the movie Saving Banksy.
Well,
I feel very strongly about this art form. You know, and the message of the movie is, you know, recognize this art form. It's an incredibly important art movement. Appreciate what these artists are doing for the public, and try and protect and preserve some of this. So, you know, it's tough when somebody calls and offers you over $1 million for, you know, something that you remove to say no. But at the same time, you know, you have to question what's the price of your integrity.
Saving Banksy is a documentary on Netflix. Brian Grieff, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on The Last Word this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.